Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, or MACV, has been assisting veterans for over 24 years. They're currently hosting a series of stand-down events across northern Minnesota. Joining us now by phone is Regional Director Steve Sari. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning.
Now, tell us more about MACV.
MACV is the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. We are the only state in the country that has a statewide nonprofit organization that helps veterans and their families who might be homeless or imminent risk of being homeless or some other type of life crisis.
Typically, how do veterans connect with your services?
Well, you know, probably most of our referrals come from the county veteran service offices. Every county in Minnesota has a county veteran service office, and in Cook County there you have Pat Strand, who is the Cook County Veteran Service Officer. And then Clarence Everson is the Grand Portage Tribal Veteran Service Officer. So, you know, from your neck of the woods there, we get our referrals primarily from those two.
Now, what is Stand Down?
Stand Down is an event we put on annually. This will be the 20th year in Duluth. And then we're having, that'll be Friday. Thursday, we're doing one in Virginia, Minnesota, at the Miners Memorial Building. And the term came out of the Vietnam War, where the troops came back from the front lines, and they stood down. They had a stand down from the front lines, and they went back to their base and had hot showers and a warm meal and a haircut and got the services they needed to rejuvenate and get connected with whatever it is they might need. And we've used that term now to bring anyone who has a any type of a service for a veteran comes to one place on the same day under one roof, and we have services available for all veterans, and that's coming up here later this week.
Now, for some veterans, they're still having a great deal of difficulty readjusting, or maybe many, many years of readjusting in the United States after they came home from their service.
Yes, you know, even today we're still getting Vietnam veterans and Korean veterans that have never really gotten connected with the services and the benefits that they've earned. Of course, now with, you know, the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, we have a couple million more veterans in this country who have earned those benefits. And yes, there is readjustment issues for some of them, and you know, we're here to help when it gets to the point where their housing might be in jeopardy, or we can help with housing, employment, legal issues, those types of things.
What sort of agencies participate in Stand Down?
Oh my gosh, there's federal agencies, the VA, Department of Labor, Health, Housing and Urban Development, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, County Veterans Service Officers. There'll be medical screenings. Like I said, there'll be haircuts and the VA's benefits, not only the health care part of the VA, but the benefits part of the VA there, where people get connected with any kind of veterans benefits that they may have earned. And, you know, we also have all the different local service providers from Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency, AEOA, the Salvation Army, you know, different people that have benefits for energy assistance, federal and state tax assistance, legal assistance, employment, the state DMV with driver's license and ID services, and I could go on and on and on. We'll have about 60 different service providers in Duluth on Friday.
That's quite a list. One-stop shop.
It is. You know, rather than give somebody a referral over the phone, hey, this isn't something we do, you know, you should call this person at this number. Instead, you grab them by the hand and you walk them over and introduce them to the people. And you can get a lot done on one day.
One day. Who would you like to see attend?
All veterans. And, you know, from your area up there, if you have a veteran out there that maybe is just unsure of what kind of benefits that they might have, come on down. And I really challenge veterans, maybe you don't need assistance, but you probably know somebody that does. So whatever can be done with carpooling or, you know, sharing rides and getting somebody there. Obviously, if anybody is in jeopardy of losing their housing or don't have housing, looking for a job, has a legal issue, do what you can to come on down to Duluth this Friday. It would be awesome.
I would really encourage our listeners, if you know a veteran, or to make sure you get the word to them, too, about this.
Absolutely. You know, like I say, however you can help, if you want to help a vet, give them a ride down to this event. That's what you can do to help.
So why are these stand-down events important?
It's a great outreach opportunity for veterans to see so many different service providers all at one time under one roof. You know, that's the big thing. It's also a great opportunity for service providers themselves to network with everyone else that's at the event and, you know, get updates on what's going on with their different organizations and just the overall camaraderie of being with a group. We expect to have over 300 veterans attend this event.
We're visiting with Steve Sari of the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. He's a Duluth Regional Director. That stand-down event is happening in Duluth on Friday, August 22nd, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the deck. And if you'd like more information or would be willing to give a veteran a ride down or head on down with them, you're going to want to talk to Pat Strand, the Cook County Veteran Service Officer, for more information, 387-3639, or Clarence Clinker Everson at Grand Portage Veteran Service Officer, telephone number 475-2780.